Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
BTS had the most streamed songs on Apple Music in 2021. Shawn Mendes teases post-breakup single, and four families of Astroworld victims reject Travis Scott's offer to pay for funeral arrangements. This is Billboard News Now for Wednesday, December 1st. First up, BTS proved they were on everyone's playlist in 2021. Here's Jordan Rowling with the story.
BTS's Dynamite continues its explosive run. The Billboard Hot 100 chart-topping smash was 2021's most played song around the world on Apple Music. Yep, the K-pop superstar's single comes in at number one on the top 100 stream songs chart, published December 1st, as the streaming giant handed out honors at its third annual Apple Music Awards. Life is Dynamite. The new title joins a long list of accomplishments for Dynamite. In August of 2020, the song debuted at number one on the Hot 100, marking BTS's first leader on the chart. Then it went on to detonate the record for the most weeks leading Billboard's digital song sales chart, plus set a new mark for simultaneous weeks atop Billboard's Global 200 charts. And just last month, Dynamite even became the first BTS song to earn RIAA triple platinum status. Meanwhile, other artists recognized by Apple Music, Blinding Lights star The Weeknd was named Global Artist of the Year. Her, Songwriter of the Year. And Olivia Rodrigo earned Breakthrough Artist of the Year, Album of the Year for Sour, and Song of the Year for Driver's License. Red lights,
stop signs. Next up, Shawn Mendes is ready to talk about his breakup with Camila Cabello in new post-breakup song out this week. Here's Jordan again with the details. It was the summer of...
Looks like Shawn Mendes could be channeling his heartbreak into a new song. On Tuesday, November 30th, the Summer of Love singer-songwriter took to Instagram to tease his latest single titled It'll Be Okay, dropping December 1st at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Are we gonna make it? Is this gonna hurt?
It'll Be Okay arrives just 2 weeks after the Canadian crooner and girlfriend Camila Cabello announced their breakup after more than 2 years together. At the time, the Senorita collaborators released a joint statement promising fans that they started their relationship as best friends and will continue to be best friends. Whether it's a one-off or a taste of more to come, the ballad's release date also falls just shy of the one-year anniversary of Shawn's most recent studio set, 2020's Wonder. Led by the title track... and an all-star Justin Bieber collab with Monster. The LP rocketed to the top of the Billboard 200, becoming the singer's fourth consecutive album to land at number one on the tally. Next up for Shawn, 2022's Wonder the World Tour, which kicks off its European leg on March 14th in Denmark, before heading stateside next summer with openers Dermot Kennedy and Tate McRae.
And finally, four families of the 10 people who died at the Astroworld Festival have turned down Travis Scott's offer to pay for funeral costs. Attorneys for the families of four of the victims said Tuesday, November 30th, that they received a letter from Scott's attorney in which the offer was made. In a letter sent November 24th to the family of 9-year-old Ezra Blount, the youngest person to die from injuries suffered during Scott's concert, Scott's attorney extended his deepest sympathies and condolences, saying Scott had wanted to reach out personally but does not wish to intrude on Mr. Blount's privacy during his time of grieving. Scott's attorney went on to say Travis is devastated by the tragedy that occurred at the Astroworld Festival and grieves for the families whose loved ones died or were injured. Travis is committed to doing his part to help the families who have suffered and begin the long process of healing in the Houston community. In response, an attorney representing the Blount family declined the offer, saying that while he believes Scott feels remorse, Scott must see that he bears some of the responsibility for this tragedy. Scott's attorney did not immediately return a call or email seeking comment Tuesday. An attorney for the family of 27-year-old Mirza Danish Beg said he viewed the offer to pay for funeral costs partly as a public relations ploy by Scott to soften people up in the court of public opinion. And an attorney for the family of 14-year-old John Hilgert also declined Scott's offer, along with the family of 21-year-old Axel Acosta Avila. Some 300 people were treated at the festival site during the Astroworld tragedy, and 13 were hospitalized. More than 100 lawsuits have been filed already against Scott, promoter Live Nation, Score More, and other organizers of the event for negligence. Rapper Megan Thee Stallion has also just announced that she's canceling a hometown Houston show slated for December 3rd, out of respect for the victims of last month's tragedy. All right, that is all for today, but for more on these stories, you can head to billboard.com. And don't forget to subscribe to our daily podcast. For Billboard News Now, I'm Chelsea Briggs.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.